This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
This is where we are. Does it basically mean that the vaccine is our only hope of getting back to normal?
Yeah, well, society should be able to have things like schooling that get a priority versus certain more entertainment-related things. And I guess, you know, politicians will show what their value system is there. The only way we'll get completely back to normal is by having... Maybe not the first generation vaccines, but eventually a vaccine that is super effective and that a lot of the people take, and that we get the disease eliminated on a global basis. That is where we can finally start taking all the problems that have been created in education and mental health and start to build back in a positive way.
You have said, your foundation said, that this pandemic may have set back. We had made advances in decreasing poverty around the world and decreasing those that went without food. And I think you had said this pandemic basically erased 20 years of progress. How long before we can start making progress again? This virus, are we looking at 2022, 2023, when we feel like we'll have this virus under control around the world?
A few things, like getting their health systems and vaccination rates back up. You can probably get that back in shape within 3 or 4 years. The poverty impacts and educational impacts will be more like 10 plus years, because they didn't have the ability to write lots of checks. You know, their jobs are not in offices at all.
So, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you understand that this confirms everything that the Rockefeller and Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation said they would do. In the last few decades, a planetary lockdown using the threat of a contagion to radically change the way we live is a global reset to cut the carbon footprint and destroy civilization. First, they tell you 15 days to flatten the curve, leave hospitals open. Then it's a month, then it's 2 months, then it's 8 months. Now we're 8 months in. Then it's, the end of 2021. Oh, it's 4 years. Oh, it's 10 years. We'll never come out of this. Notice they say the first vaccines won't be effective, but don't worry. You'll get up to 5 COVID vaccines a year that are experimental, and everyone's going to want you to do it so we can, quote, get back to normal. Not that we're being held hostage. COVID hasn't even killed 1 million people worldwide, and that's when you look at them adding folks that died of other things to it. It's probably more like 100,000 worldwide. It is a very weak, real virus, but it spreads very easily, so you can be a suspect, so you can be bad. And, of course, all the false positives. He goes on to say, this 8-minute interview we're going to analyze today here in the first hour, this profoundly earth-shaking interview with the master of the planet, Bill Gates, our planetary ruler, that the lockdown never ends and that it won't end until not one person has COVID-19. Total eradication. Of course, you learn that they've gotten rid of polio. They haven't. They just don't call it polio, and the main cause is vaccines from his foundation. This is mass murder, megalomania, supervillain beyond any James Bond movie you're witnessing right now, and you're in the crosshairs. And women, on average, have very susceptible to Stockholm Syndrome, so are men. And women are being praised as adopting all of this, and they will adopt it. They'll give it to their kids will die, they won't care. Because they can't admit they were conned. They can't admit they were wrong. It's going to be up to women that are awake and men that are awake to lead us out of this and to not comply with any of it. The maskies are the enemy. The maskies are brainwashed. And once they wear the diaper out of their face as a sign of sacrament and enslavement, they will then take the vaccines. They will then report their neighbors. This is hell on earth. The Texas governor is an enemy of America. Bill Gates is an enemy of humanity. All of these people are in on this. They know damn well what they're doing. This is the planetary world government UN takeover. I'm Alex Jones. This is an emergency transmission. If you want to live and have any future at all, you better share this link right now.
ElectionCenter.com. Just type it in one time. You've got it saved right there in your browser. And then you can share it on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Apple platforms, and most importantly, via text message, email, or by word of mouth, because they have banned the links to fan.video. But 2020electioncenter.com is a clone of the site, the exact same links, the exact same videos. We can comment, we can share them, everything. The system is censoring because the power of the people overrode them 4 years ago. Trump has finally figured this out since he's going to take action once reelected against big tech, and then he's monitoring the situation. Well, we know the president's overwhelmed right now, so we're going to sit here and cry because he has taken action. We the people are taking action now, and you can do it very, very easily by sharing 2020electioncenter.com, 2020electioncenter.com, and checking out the new redesign, Infowars.com, and sharing that. Oh, that really upsets him. Oh, yeah.
Tuesday, October 13th, the year is 2020. We are 20 days out from the election, 99 out from the inauguration, and that's the real date. The globalists are attempting to overthrow the election of 2016 and discredit it and then, quote, eradicate the base that got Trump into office. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Very honored to be here. Thank you for joining us. Well, what we're about to air, we already knew was the case. But now it's triple confirmed. If you go to Infowars.com today, the most demonized, lied about attack site on the planet by the forces of evil, you will see the headline up there. Nightmare confirmed. Planetary ruler Bill Gates announces lockdowns will never end. Gates and Rockefeller Foundation documents detail plan for permanent worldwide lockdown. Last night, Bill Gates publicly confirmed the plan is being implemented as we speak, and that civilization as we know it is over. I'm about to play much of the chilling 8-minute interview with Democrat deep state operative who is interviewing Gates. The whole thing is scripted. Gates underwrites the very TV channel that he did this interview on and most of the newspapers because he's the consortium chairman of all the robber baron eugenics money of Ford, Carnegie, Rockefeller, IBM, and now, of course, his own wealth. That's why he's the planetary ruler. Big article by Paul Joseph Watson where you can see the video and read the quotes for yourself. Bill Gates says world won't return to normal until a lot of people take a second COVID vaccine. The headline's strong, but not strong enough. What he actually says is the world economy will be permanently devastated. And he goes on to say that it'll be a decade, maybe, until you're allowed to even have things like, quote, entertainment. So this is beyond any James Bond villain movie. This is beyond anything in science fiction. This is actually real. This is actually happening right now. And remember, it's all psychological. Oh, just put the handcuffs on. Oh, let us just tie you up, and then we'll let you go in a few minutes. And you're locked up in a dungeon 20 years later. That's the same thing. Oh, just 15 days. There's going to be a couple million dead in the next month, and we've got to have enough space at the hospitals. Just stay inside. And then now just wear this mask. And, oh, your job is not essential. Yours is. Oh, just take this app on your phone to go to university, do this and that. This is the total rollout in their own words. And I told you 8 months ago, it won't be a 15-day, it'll be forever. And I said, by the fall or by the winter, I'm on record saying this, they will tell you that it is a permanent lockdown. And now, right on time, they're telling you, permanent lockdown. After about 8 months, most people, particularly women, nothing against women, it's just known in the psychological warfare manuals, will become habituated to slavery and will shift into Stockholm Syndrome, loving their abuser. And now people like their mask, like a lot of kids that didn't get enough attention, had a blanket that they loved. I mean, of course, my daughter gets a lot of attention, but she has a blanket she likes. She's three. Binky. But it's Binky. And so they're being taught a neurotic neuroses. And once they've learned to be a maskie, like in Islam, wearing the, you know, the burqa, the bee suit, then out of that cult initiation, that's what this all is, they will then accept the contact tracing, the forced inoculations. And Gates says it'll be 5 COVID shots a year. We have video of that coming up. But here it is, ladies and gentlemen. He says until it is totally eradicated worldwide. Well, it false positives on any cold virus. And so they're saying until we eradicate the cold, which is impossible, you can never go back to normal. But that's the cover for martial law and the technocracy and what Microsoft has really been up to this whole time, a subsidiary of IBM, which his mother basically ran. And again, all of this was done to get around trust busting back when IBM was about to be broken up. So Bill Gates has always been a little lying snake. He's always been a eugenicist. He's always openly said he wants to depopulate you and your family. He's always said he wants to kill old people. But boy, does he want to put something in your body to take care of you. And now he tells you in this interview, oh, the world economy's never coming back. And he and the reporter are in this synced up script that he goes through on every channel, whether it's Japanese TV or U.S. television, the same story. So first it's 15 days, and then it's 6 months, and then it's 2 years. And the reporter says, oh, you mean 4 years now? And Gates goes, no, it's 10 years. It's 10 years. And now the maskies are going to report you for not having a vaccine. The maskies are going to report who runs their restaurant and doesn't make you wear a mask. The maskies are going to report who you're letting in without your contact tracing app on your phone. It's already happening in England, Canada, and the universities in the U.S. It's all rolled out. It's a scientific criminal plan, and we must demand Congress and the president stand up and reject this AI, world government, UN, CHICOM, big tech takeover. Big tech has nothing but disdain for Congress. Big tech has nothing but disdain for you. It's bigger than government. It's more powerful than government. It surveils more than government. And it's partnered with authoritarian governments worldwide. Now a former top Australian minister has gone public saying it's about a great reset to shut down the world economy and consolidate it. Trump has come out and said he was right about damaging lockdowns, which the UN said need to end, and is killing millions. Johnson & Johnson had to pause their weak coronavirus vaccines. It's making people sick and almost killing them. Former Australian senator says the Great Reset is the real agenda behind COVID panic. But there I was Saturday, nicely, publicly addressing leftists on South Congress in Austin, saying, millions have starved in Africa. Here's the UN report. It's called the Great Reset. Please understand. F you, racist! White people screaming, F you, racist. And saying, where are your kids? You don't have your kids. That's not true. How's your DWI? It was dropped. I don't have a DWI. I told you I didn't blow at the level. But they would just shout these things at me. And I'm like, listen, it's starving the third world. It's collapsing us here. It's irrevocable. Decades of wealth being destroyed. You'll never get your college funds paid off now. But they don't care because they feel like they're with the winning team. I'm not going to interrupt him. I'm going to come back and talk about it. Let's play 2.5 minutes as we go to break of Bill Gates on national TV telling you it's never ending and that he's your God and that he controls your body and that he's planetary ruler. And then get pissed and call Congress and tell them, say no. I know Trump's listening. We broke that the UN came out. Nobody else was covering it and said the lockdowns are killing everybody. Now it's top news. That's why we're here. That's why you're here. And we're winning. We're not just fighting back because it's the right thing to do. We're fighting back because it's the right thing to do. And we're winning thanks to you. Now here's your number one enemy. Planetary head of the world eugenics system. The Antichrist right-hand man. Bill Burn in Hell Gates.
This is the rules there. If this is where we are, is it basically mean that the vaccine is our only hope of getting back to normal?
Yeah, well, society should be able to have things like schooling that get a priority versus certain more entertainment-related things. And I guess, you know, politicians will show what their value system is there. The only way we'll get completely back to normal is by having not the first generation vaccines, but eventually a vaccine that is super effective and that a lot of the people take and that we get the disease eliminated on a global basis that is where we can finally start taking all the problems that have been created in education and mental health and start to build back in a positive way.
You have said, your foundation said that this pandemic may have set back, we had made advances in decreasing poverty around the world and decreasing those that went without food. And I think you had said this pandemic basically erased 20 years of progress. How long before we can start making progress again? This virus, are we looking at 2022, 2023, when we feel like we'll have this virus under control around the world?
A few things, like getting their health systems and vaccination rates back up. And you can probably get that back in shape within 3 or 4 years. The poverty impacts and educational impacts will be more like 10 plus years, because they didn't have the ability to write lots of checks. You know, their jobs are not in offices at all. So they've suffered disproportionately, and this gradual progress is usually very...
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy, because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You read what Cecil Rhodes had to say 120 years ago about the plan for world government. You read what Sir Francis Galton said. You read what George Orwell said. You studied the globalist plan. You read what Bill Gates had to say. And now we've seen them build the technocracy up to the point and domesticate the population up to the point and get us in the subservient mode up to the point that people are literally ready to become prisoners in their own homes and be made obsolete by computers and robots that will be forced to take over all the farming, all the ranching, all the repairs, all the roofing, and a true dystopia, which the UN and the left are all bragging is great to lower the human population and lower the carbon footprint. And the main guy pushing it for 40 years, the known villain, who had his monopoly broken up with the United Nations and a consortium of big tech, has launched a successful shutdown of the planet, dwarfing what Napoleon, Hitler, Stalin, Mao, Lenin could only dream of. I mean, we are living in modern warfare. In the Chicken Little operation where we hit our knees and give up all our rights. How did I tell you 8 months ago that the lockdown would never end? Did I have a crystal ball out back? No. It was in Operation Lockstep. It was in Event 201. And I told you that COVID is a simulant. It's a live virus that spreads quickly so they can make everybody guilty of having it. And if you're very, very run down and have a lot of comorbidities, and if you have low vitamins and minerals that are essential, you will die. Any virus will do that. We laid it all out to you, ladies and gentlemen. We laid out every single bit of how they would do it. And now, based off of that, Bill Gates is saying you can never leave your house again. How did we know it was coming? Because they're arrogant. Remember Bill Gates on Fareed Zakaria, 3 months into this, on CNN, the show that the Bilderberg Group basically produces. Fareed Zakaria is part of it. And he went on there, and Fareed said, the lockdown never is really going to end. Civilization's over as we know it. And Gates really smiled and laughed. He said, yeah. He's like, oh, we're gonna tell people. Just like 5 years ago, George Soros went on Fareed Zakaria and said, I got $5 billion from Obama and Hillary, and we overthrew Ukraine. But then if you say that, the fact checkers get you banned on Facebook and say, no, he didn't do that, even though it's on video. Just like they say, George Soros never said he was a Nazi collaborator. He never said his favorite time of life was rounding up Jews. He just said it on 60 Minutes. But see, that they're allowed to tell you how they're pissing on you. And when you say it's not rain, you can't. This is the mind control. And he said a lot in this 8-minute video that's at InfoWars.com. And I suggest you go watch, because this is the guy that has more power over you than your husband or your wife or your mommy or your daddy or your boss or your employees. This is a guy who is the front man of the group that spent all their money and their power to get control of your body. And he says, oh, no, it's 10 years till you can do anything again. Oh, and it's a permanent lockdown. And oh, it's devastating the world economy. And it's going to starve millions. He's even admitting it. Get ready for the death. Get ready for the collapse, because we have to stop anyone dying from COVID. So it doesn't matter if 100 million starve to death, they estimate in the next couple of years. Already millions have, but it's a domino effect. It gets worse. And then the third world floods us, and we got to pay for taking care of them, which is all his plan. Now he goes, if we can just save one person, we have to shut down the whole economy and kill 100 million. And he went on to say, we cannot have one person ever have COVID again. An impossible goal, so that he continues to have total control forever. This is a scheme. Lockstep admits 10 years ago from the Rockefeller Foundation they would use it to bring in a planetary police state. These are quotes. And you say, why do they brag? Because metaphysically, there's a galactic universal rule that you have to tell people what you're doing to them. It's got to be in the fine print. As above, so below. God has his rules. We just mimic them. So it's not fraud in a contract if in super fine print in there it says, by the way, I can screw you if I want. But it's still, you got to get a magnifying glass. You got to look. Well, this guy, you don't need a magnifying glass. It's in your face. So big, every print font is 6 inches tall. Screaming, I'm a eugenicist. My dad was one. My mom was one. The head of IBM was one. I want to kill you. I want planetary control. I'm a technocrat. I want to tell you how you can eat, where you sleep, and where you live. I want to put you in coffin apartments. And so does Jeff Bezos. And so does Bloomberg. They're all the same group. They're all the same cult. They're all the same people. And they mean business. And their business is making you poor, making you stupid, making you sick, making you desperate before they kill your miserable ass. So here he is in the same newscast. We didn't play it yet. Talking about, oh, forget all these new vaccines. I've got new ones coming out next year. He always wanted the lockdown to go longer. He's already got them patented. We showed them to you. He had them patented 4 years ago and 2 years ago. Super dangerous vaccines that make you super sick and change your DNA, go into your cells, all of it. And I told you Trump was doing a dangerous game. I don't agree with it. People spin it and say, Jones is for inoculation. No, I'm not. I'm exposing what Trump's doing. Trump comes out and goes, oh, we got all these new vaccines. We'll have ours, not Gates's. Because he knows Gates wants to keep the lockdown going and make you take his vaccine that is not even a normal vaccine that teaches white blood cells how to kill something. See, you guys are shot of electron microscope showing up. We'll show that next segment. White blood cells eating viruses and bacteria. No, it goes into your cell and reprograms you and actually changes who you are, every cell in your body. I mean, they're not just creeping up to making us Franken creatures. They're jumping the whole thing. They're going a trillion miles, folks, hoping we push back a few billion. They still have got us a trillion. This is the big move. This is the big enchilada. And this dude is out in the open saying he's your master. And notice everybody does what he says because he's got all the trillions behind him and all the big families. That's not Bill Gates. That's the figurehead of these people. That's the masthead. Here's what he had to say.
There's a second wave of vaccines that will come sometime next year in our foundation. And a group we're part of called CEPI are funding those.
Mm-hmm.
The U.S. government is not yet involved in that. But a few of those, like one that uses a measles vector, those are the most likely to be single-shot interventions. Almost all the vaccines will require the two shots.
Sometimes I wonder, what's going to be the bigger challenge? The actual distribution of the vaccine or the public relations campaign?
Yes, the skepticism about vaccines has always been an issue. And here where you have politicians kind of motivated to say, they performed a miracle.
Remember this guy?
The skepticism
says
is higher.
Says he wants to get rid of the population.
Than ever.
Always remember, he wants you dead.
You know, our current president was actually a vaccine skeptic, so... Right.
But now he wants to put something in you.
Current situation is the most difficult.
Pause again. We're going to come back and talk about this and play more of it. He's a skeptic, so he knew how to derail you and take control of it away from you. I mean, I agree with what Trump's doing, but I see it, and it's actually working, and that little monster's pissed. Bill Gates and everybody behind him are literal Nazis carrying out genocide against all of us. You understand that? They are killing everybody.
The future isn't coming. It's here. And in the future, keeping your humanity, saving your soul, your integrity, your very essence is going to be your most valuable asset. In fact, it's going to be your only asset. The world being built by the technocrats and the trap they've now sprung with COVID-19 and the endless lockdown is the beginning of the process of taking us past domestication into total and complete dehumanization. Human life will be impossible to be carried out in an original biological way by the year 2050. This is their stated goal. I'm sorry to have to report horrifying things like this to you, but only by facing the horror and not projecting your own decency onto the enemy can we turn this around. You must study their own writings, you must face the facts, and you must come to grips with it. You're all being incrementally destroyed.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Cellular soul level. You have my commitment. People ask, how do I have so much energy? How do I get so focused on air? This is all real, my friends. When I was like 15 years old, one of Zbigniew Brzezinski's books where he bragged about putting Pol Pot in power so that Pol Pot could kill a third of the population. And then I went and researched the killing fields in Cambodia. I was like, who is this guy? And then I would see him for the rest of my life
on TV being praised. I read his book where he bragged about, I didn't kill a third of Cambodia. I just put Pol Pot in and had him do it. And I'd watch him on C-SPAN at CFR meetings with sycophant old people going, you're a majesty, all because he'd killed so many people. These are killers. And you don't get up in the hierarchy of the New World Order unless you're killing people. Well, let me tell you who's running genocide worldwide. His name is William Gates III. And I can tell you Bill Gates has had his finger hovering over the button many times to have me killed. And he's had it hovering over trying to get the FBI and the Justice Department to indict me. And I'm not saying that to try to act all adventurous and cool. That's real, folks. But you know what? I have absolutely no fear of them. I have fear that my Heavenly Father will look at me and see that I have not given my full attack against these globalists. What are you doing to fight the globalists? I know you're fighting hard, but look at the new redesigned, beautiful InfoWars. Nightmare confirmed. Planetary ruler Bill Gates announces lockdowns will never end. And it goes right through where he says it on video, and he's your planetary ruler through medical tyranny and big tech. It's all true. It's the year 2020. And look at the subheadlines. Gates and Rockefeller Foundation documents details for a planned permanent worldwide lockdown. Last night, Bill Gates publicly confirmed the plan is being implemented. The civilization as we know it is over. Go watch the 8.5 minutes. He says more than that. So let's look at a few clips of what he said in the past, just the last few months. Here he is a month or so ago with Anderson Cooper talking about how there will never be a cure. See, it's a perfect problem. That there is no solution, but you're a guinea pig now. And it doesn't matter if it kills hundreds of millions of people, the lockdown, well, if it saves one person, the sickness, the death of logic, and they can only get away with this because of the death of logic. They're all sociopathic mathematicians. And the fact that the general mask wearer doesn't understand that it's not even as bad as the flu, and they're counting all the flu deaths and pneumonia deaths, and heart attacks and cancer is that. The fact that they can't understand that it wasn't 2.5 million dead like they said and that the hospitals were empty and the fact that they can't understand that millions have already starved to death much, much worse than COVID. The fact that the public can't navigate that and doesn't have logic just makes them so happy. And you look at Governor Newsom and all these psychotics and Governor Whitmer and they all have that same demonic look on their face because they're of one spirit. A lion going about seeing who it can devour. And a lot of people are going to sit back and go, well, there are too many people. I mean, I know a lot of leftists, they're like, Alex, come on, there are too many Africans. Well, okay, so you're gonna go pick which ones to kill? You dumbass, as if you aren't going to get exterminated too, you idiot. We have to figure out ways to help people and build civilization and develop systems and go to the next level. We're not going to have a system where we kill old people and kill handicapped children and kill the black people and kill the poor people and do all this crap because the globalists want the power to do that because they like it. They've done direct policies to block development in Africa and to keep people dumbed down and in squalor. Look what they're doing to everybody here. It's the same thing. And those of you that pretend because you're a rich Hispanic academic or white academic, the worst are black academics. There, most of them are on board with this. They'll tell you we got to get rid of the black people. I say this, we need to get rid of you. How about that? Oh, but don't forget the best part. They weaponize Africa and then open our borders and then bring in military-age men brainwashed to hate white people. So, because they learn to hate white people like Bill Gates. And then they bring them here to kill us. And the average dumbass sits there and doesn't even get three-dimensional operations like this. When the operations are much more complex than third-dimensional. They're up in fifth, sixth, seventh-dimensional operations. People like Gates can't see that high. He's just a front man for Satan. I can. And many of you can as well. And in fact, putting yourself against the enemy, if you want real enlightenment, for all you occultists and people out there that think you have enlightenment through obscurance, no, true enlightenment is through vision and opening up the light. But you claim you are the eliminated when you are the opposite. Everything you do is about bringing darkness and hiding the light because you're of your father, the devil. So all of us, despite the horrible things that are happening, should thank our lucky stars that we're not Bill Gates and we're not part of his satanic order. Well, you know what? We're going to go to break, and I'm going to come back and play the Anderson Cooper clip, and I'm going to play all the other clips where he says this is just a drill, the big bio attack's coming, and where they admit the vaccine's making 100% of people sick, the other vaccine 80%, and 700,000 are going to get sick. Unbelievable. Let's get Leo Zagami on. He's been on fire lately. He's really been breaking it down. But let me just spend a little bit of time on this. Two things before we go to break. Where we run this operation is funding. This is about to dawn. This is a new product we're very, very excited about. And this is a product that by tomorrow will be gone. 8-pack Power Stack will either sell out today or tomorrow. And despite that, it's still 60% off, free shipping, 13 different pills. Take it in the morning and the evening, changed so many people's lives, became a bestseller, but because of the lockdown and the shutdown and the supply chain breakdown, we can't get some of the ingredients, some of the pills, so it's got to be discontinued because we can't get it anymore. That's how broke down the system is. It's your last chance to fund the InfoWar and experience 8-pack Power Stack at InfoWarsStore.com. Those of you that loved it, stock up. Those that want to give it to a loved one to give them a big boost, to get them into vitamins and minerals, you take it in the morning, you take it in the evening. People experience how amazing it is. It changes their lives. They get into vitamins. They get into minerals. With all that's going on in the environment, the crazy things, this is the ultimate booster for the immune system and so much more. InfoWarsStore.com, 8-pack Power Stack. Watch. Come Thursday, this product's gone, gone, gone. There's 600 units left of this. It'll probably be sold by tonight. And then it's gone. I say tomorrow to be safe because I don't want to tell you something that isn't true. So in a way, I kind of lie. I kind of always make it a little bit better than it is or add something on so to make sure I'm right. 2 days, it's gone for sure. See how that works? Trying to tell the total truth. Like, it'll be sold out by today, but then I'm like, well, maybe it won't be, so I'll say tomorrow. But is that a lie? No, it's the best dead reckoning I've got. Separately, this is new. This is super strong types of industrial iodine, not for ingestion. Says it on the bottle. This is not good for you. This is poisonous. But it's super strong. You want something for surfaces, hard surfaces, things like that? This is it. Nascent iodine surface spray with a bunch of different types of industrial iodine, high-powered cleaning agent. And boy, it's a good deal out of the gates. It just came in about a month ago. We hadn't put it on sale. I've been so busy. $19.95. You're not going to find a cleaning agent like this anywhere. And by the way, you can water this down. It still has an incredible effect. This is super strong. Do not ingest it. It's not to be confused with our X2 that has a spray nozzle on it. That's selling out. That's still discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. And we've only got 6 days left in the InfoWars total blowout because everything's basically sold out. A lot of stuff's going to come back in, but not till next year. So InfoWarsStore.com, I want to thank you all for your support. And you've got our commitment to not back down and not waver in the face of these murdering tyrants. Because my boss is the big guy, and he tells me, attack, attack, attack. And the president tells me, press the attack as well. The president tells me what we're doing is, quote, perfect. Well, I don't know about that, but we're trying as hard as we can. Stay with us. Take my orders.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
My name is Brian, and I'm 80 years of age. Recently, I was dealing with symptoms of a COVID infection. Initially, I had a fever with chills and a sore throat. Within a short time, the fever subsided, and the sore throat improved, but still lingered. I used several different supplements without success. I then tried Green Meadow Whey, and immediately my sore throat went away. I feel that Green Meadow Whey helped me defeat this COVID infection, and it gives me a noticeable lift in my energy.
Lactoferrin is a naturally occurring nutrient in whey protein. It has been shown to have potent antiviral activity. Lactoferrin binds to a virus, blocking its ability to enter the cell. It also stimulates antiviral interferon production. Green Meadow Whey contains 300 to 600 milligrams of non-denatured lactoferrin per scoop. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or go to greenmeadowwhey.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Sound of hooves knock at your door. Now you've got some company. Bill Gates is coming nearer. The four horsemen of death, he rides. He comes to take your life. Onto the dead of night. You'll see the four horsemen ride. So choose your death and die. Oh, yeah. You've been dying since the day you were born. You know it's all been planned. A sinner once, a sinner twice. You need no confession now. Because now you've got the fight of your life. All right, let's go ahead and talk about cold, hard facts. What does a post-industrial world mean? Well, Karl Marx talked about it. Engels talked about it. Isaac Asimov wrote about it.
And he later admitted that it was actually part of the futurist society that he was involved in, that it was actually planning some of the things he put in his books back in the 40s and 50s and 60s that were being introduced to the public. And the plan is to get robots and automation up to a point where humans don't have to work anymore. You heard about, oh, by 2020 there'll be a two-day work week, but now you work more than ever. Because they decided, and Bill Joy wrote about this in Wired Magazine in 2000, and why the future doesn't need us, they decided that you're obsolete, that you're not essential. They decided they're not going to let you sit around on that cruise ship like Wally, enjoying yourself and weighing 500 pounds. They're just going to entertain you, put robots in charge, and have you sign agreements to be sterilized and then to go on certain drugs and basically anesthetize yourself until you agree to go to a euthanasia facility and be killed. Notice you see that in films like Soylent Green. They admit they've been implanting those messages for this point. But see, you still wanted to go to a human to have your car fixed. You still wanted to go grow a garden. You were going real sustainable, not what they were selling as sustainable. You were going away from their system. You were getting into fitness. You were getting into organic. You were becoming spiritual again. They didn't know what to do. And so they said, we'll have a global shutdown claiming it's a virus that'll give global government power to implement it. We'll have to have tracking systems for it. And then we'll decide what's essential and what's not, and only say big corporations can stay open to consolidate power, and they've all doubled their money roughly. Gates, Bezos, all of them the last year. Because it's their war on us. It's their big gamble. It's their big move. It's their big plan. Day one, it was about surveilling us. Day one, it was about making us obsolete. Day one, it was about destroying us. Because that's what conquerors do, they believe. They believe in social Darwinism. They believe by doing this, they're flexing their evolutionary muscles and culling off the weak while they set up the whole system to make us as weak as possible and to make us not stand up to them. So, let's go to some of these clips. Here is Gates talking about how the pandemic never ends, you see, because they picked something, the common cold, that he now made a patented synthetic version of that spreads really good, so you're all suspect, and the plan is that he controls everything, and he directs through corporations and blue cities and blue states and other globalist-controlled areas around the world, and then it doesn't matter what nation leaders do because they've got corporate control. It's very simple, and the corporate minions go along with it because they get short-term power out of it, even though their kids are getting fried by 5G, even though they're drinking fluoride. They don't care because they feel like they're in on the big plan. And that's what's really sick is I thought in the 26 years I've been on air that until the last 5 years or so that most low-level people didn't know. But instead, as we exposed this and others exposed it, the globalists said, thank you. More people have joined us now because they're scared and they want to be on the winning team. How do you get on a winning team that is for total depopulation and destruction and an attack on the species itself? Oh, what, you got a nice boat and a nice house for another decade? What scum. But here he is with Anderson Cooper, whose brother killed himself, who he himself as a little boy was fed into the human sacrifice grid of pedophile sex, the evidence points towards, one of the heirs to the richest families on earth. Here he is with Bill Gates saying it never ends, it never ends. Here it is.
You've talked about some of the sophisticated tools, the therapeutics that that are coming and that some are here. Can you just talk a little bit? I mean, let's talk about Regeneron. You've been optimistic about it. It got obviously a big endorsement from President Trump because he was able to receive it. He's calling it a cure. He's calling on regulators to give an emergency use authorization. Do you support the idea of the emergency use authorization? And I assume it's not a cure.
No, the word cure is a bit of an overpromise. You know, that makes it sound, it looks like works for everyone and the whole concern about this disease should go away. And that's the last thing we want people to think about.
Oh, yeah, because it doesn't ever go away. The lockdown never ends. We just tuned in. He said, oh, at least 10 years. And then there's never a normal, you'll never have entertainment again. I mean, we're going to decide what is essential activity and what isn't. See how that works? The computer, the iPhone, the droid, the AI, it decides what you do. And this artificial intelligence isn't some godlike independent intelligence. It's a programmed system of a straitjacket that makes you behave the way it wants you to behave. So let's play this first clip. Gates, we don't want politicians saying which COVID drugs. This is from Meet the Press. Then we have Bill Gates on the next bio attack that's coming. Oh, the next one, because this was a bio attack from him. And he's confronted about vaccine side effects. Let's go to the next clip.
This is the rules there. If this is where we are, does it basically mean that the vaccine is our only hope of getting back to normal?
Yeah, well, society should be able to have things like schooling that get a priority versus certain more entertainment-related things. And I guess, you know, politicians will show...
Okay, so that's good. We played that earlier. Then he goes into how it never ends, 10 years. You've got to have a vaccine that he produces. Here's the next one. Bill Gates, bio-attack is next. Here he is on Colbert 4 months ago, months after I said this is a drill, it's a test with a simulant live virus to make us all guilty that he owns. So now that the common cold will say you have it, so we're all suspect forever. That's a problem that can never be fixed. Remember how many times I said that? Hundreds. Now he just announced it last night. But here he is at the time saying, terrorists with a bigger bio attack, more deadly are coming. So this is all a lockdown test to train you to stay in your home when the real bioweapon comes and kills your ass. Here it is.
And what else are we not listening to that we need to take action on now?
Well, the idea of a bioterrorist attack is kind of the nightmare scenario because they're a pathogen with a high death rate would be picked. Now, the good news is,
okay,
not trying to depress you, it's tough enough.
Too late.
Right now,
too
that
late.
Most of the work we're going to do to be ready for pandemic two, I call this pandemic one, most of the work we'll do to be ready for that are also the things we need to do to minimize the threat of bioterrorism.
That's right. First you get the chains on, you get her strapped down to the bed, then you start the raping. This is all about raping you, literally for your own genetics and then actually killing you slowly. And then Bill Gates laughs about it because he says he wants to kill you. I mean, that wants to save the earth. He's a savior. Here he is confronted on CBS News about the fact that most people taking the vaccine are getting sick and it doesn't even work, which he even said last night doesn't work either. But it doesn't matter. That means you get more shots from him. Again, he's your boss. He's your God. Here it is.
The Moderna vaccines sound concerning. We looked. After the second dose, at least 80% of participants experienced a systemic side effect, ranging from severe chills to fevers. So, are these vaccines safe?
Well, the FDA, not being pressured, will look hard at that. The FDA is the gold standard of regulators, and their current guidance on this, if they stick with that, is very, very appropriate. The side effects were not super severe. That
is,
it didn't cause permanent health harm or the things there. They, you know, Moderna did have to go with a fairly high dose, and so to get the antibodies.
Again, why do they have to have the new vaccine they're coming out with as a vector using measles? Because the body doesn't recognize COVID is strong enough to have an autoimmune response because it's so broad. See how the scam works? See how it works? Keep your baby comfortable. Well, we keep him comfortable while we cut it. It's okay. Governor Blackface says, stay with us.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.